While you're listening to this podcast, let me ask you a question. Are you moving around or actually at rest? Well, now that depends on the frame of reference. We discuss about all these concepts in chapter 3, which is motion in a straight line. Let's get started. An object is said to be in motion if its position changes with time. The position of the object can be specified with reference to a conveniently chosen origin. For motion in a straight line, position to the right of the origin is taken as positive and to the left as negative. The path length and displacement are two different entities here, where the path length is defined as the total length of the path traversed, while the displacement is just the change in position. The path length is greater or equal to the magnitude of the displacement between the same points. An object is said to be in uniform motion in a straight line if its displacement is equal in equal intervals of time, and otherwise it's said to be non-uniform motion. Average velocity is the displacement divided by the time interval in which the displacement occurs. And on an XT graph, the average velocity over a time interval is the slope of the line connecting the initial and final positions corresponding to that interval. Let's look at what's average speed. That is the ratio of the total path length traversed and the corresponding time interval. The average speed of an object is always greater or equal to the magnitude of the average velocity over a given interval. Coming to instantaneous velocity, or simply velocity, that's defined as the limit of the energy velocity. Average velocity as the time interval becomes infinitesimally small. The velocity at a particular instant is equal to the slope of the tangent drawn on position time graph at that instant. Average acceleration is the change in velocity divided by the time interval during which the change occurs, while instantaneous acceleration is defined as the limit of average acceleration as the time interval goes to zero. Now, the acceleration of an object at a particular time is the slope of the velocity time graph at that instant of time. For uniform motion, acceleration is zero, and the XT graph is a straight line inclined to the time axis, and the VT graph is a straight line parallel to the time axis. We have slight changes for motion with uniform acceleration, where XT graph is a parabola, while the VT graph is a straight line inclined to the time axis. The area under the velocity time curve between times T1 and T2 is equal to the displacement of the object during that interval of time. Finally, for objects in uniformly accelerated rectilinear motion, the five quantities, displacement x, time taken t, initial velocity v0, and the final velocity v and acceleration a, are related by a set of famous simple equations called kinematic equations of motion. The first one is v equals v0 plus at, the second x equals v0t plus half at square, the third, v square equals v0 square plus 2ax. And that's all about the motion in a straight line.